Bear Podcast, episode 370.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies.
Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards?
Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise. Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sex question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In
yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome to Bear Podcast, episode 370. Bernard got the clap.
No, I didn't have the clap.
You went to Bear Watch and got the clap.
No. Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to our little podcast here, our video podcast and audio podcast. And like Ray said, we just came from Bear Watch last weekend. So I should say Ray did an awesome job last weekend because he's you're the ringleader pretty much. So.
I was the head cheese.
You're the
but
head cheese.
But I must say I had a great committee this year, so they made it all much better. So we had a pretty good. Good size meeting, our largest bear watch ever, 238 people. I'll get it out right in a minute. So.
Yes, 238. It's a record breaker for us, for bear watch, because before it's been around 200.
Yeah,
for a bear run, for a small bear run, that's pretty nice. That's pretty sweet.
God,
it's
so bright. Oh my God.
Well, you said you need more light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I need light, but oh my God. But it's fine, that's fine.
Now you know how the stars feel. How do you think the news crew is?
That's right.
Those lights are bright.
All those lights, yeah. So okay, some highlights of the weekend. Of course, we had a toga party. You guys may have seen the video from Bear Watch 12 video that I posted just this morning or yesterday.
Oh, you already posted the video?
Yeah. It's just very short one. It's about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that.
So you did the beach stuff. And, oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, it's fun to do. And, first of all, Friday, we had the...
Toga. We should have wore our togas.
That's right. Is it too late? Can we wear our togas? No.
Well, I can go
do you have your toga? I should have worn my toga. Let's wear it next time.
Okay.
We can wear it next time.
We'll wear
our togas. I'll be semi-nude.
Because I look fabulous.
It's fuchsia toga. Oh my God. Ray really looked fabulous in his toga. It's all fuchsia and everything. And did you make it yourself? No.
No.
You bought it?
You
didn't have time.
We were going to make our own togas, but it got too late and too much was going on, so we just bought them from So You Costumes.
So You Costumes.
It's costumes for bigger boys. So they did a very good job and helped a lot of people their togas this weekend. So
That's good. I almost tried that. I almost bought from them, but then our cameraman, Wayne, gave me an idea. So he just gave me a fabric, 4-yard fabric, and was... good enough, I guess. That's how people simply do it. They simply do it.
And Maynard was wearing underwear under his toga.
What's wrong with underwear with togas? When you wear togas, do you wear underwear?
Back in the day.
Well, yeah, they didn't have jock straps back then either.
But you didn't have a jock strap on.
No, not even.
We had to strip you down.
I'm shy.
Oh, whatever.
Right. But anyway, okay.
Wait till y'all see the secret video from the home pit, and then y'all see how shy.
There is no video. This time there is no video. Okay. At the home pit, just a few pictures, probably. Yeah. So, yeah, this one of the highlights of the weekend. Also, is the home pit, of course, and the beach. Well, the beach was pretty nice, and it was pretty much a reunion for me. Lots of my friends came over.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just
old friends, yeah. And new friends, yeah.
There's a couple of people there that originally started Bear Watch.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
There was at Bear Watch 1 and 2, and, you know, it was like 20 or 30 people, and they're in a all-gay little hotel resort that used to be in Galveston, and now it's expanded to 230-something people and all kind of stuff going on, so.
Yeah. And Well, there's a few people who did organize it back then, and they were really impressed, which is a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one of the highlights also at the beach were the games.
The games, that's right. We had the penis toss.
The penis toss.
Now, the sad thing,
idea was that? Well, was that Bruce's idea?
The sad thing was, we moved the times to Bear Watch a little bit later this year, because everybody used to sleep a little bit before they have to get up and go. So we moved the times up a couple hours, maybe an hour or two around doing stuff at the beach. So when we got there, there are already families there on the beach.
Yes.
And we just kind of walked in and took over, and they just kind of all packed up their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, and I was kind of sad to see the really cute Hispanic dad and his kid leave, because the dad was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of figured out that I better not be here anymore.
I'm around so many homosexuals. So, yeah.
a couple of people decorated their pop-up tents, which was kind of cool. That was the pink flamingo one. And then,
oh, yeah. I forgot to take a picture of that. That was really, that's the gayest tent I've ever seen. Just pink flamingos, pink lanterns, and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun.
But we had a good time. In L.A., Houston cooked our grilled hamburgers and hot dogs for us. They provided lunch for us.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job. The food was incredible. So it was good that they did that. And I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
We had the penis toss.
The penis toss. It's a big inflatable penis. And they try, and Bruce would hold it up.
And they use hula hoops to try to toss on it.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I didn't get to see all that because I was over there cleaning up. Did Bruce wiggle it around?
He did. Yeah,
he made it difficult.
Well, he was trying to catch it because nobody could really get it in. So it was fun to watch. I did miss the tug of war because I had to help my partner move some stuff to the car. And then by the time it came back, it's all done. It's really fast.
Yeah. So, and the grease pig contest went fast too. I missed all that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grease pig, you have a watermelon and you put Crisco around it and then go to the middle of the water. No, not for that. Well, you just put Crisco on the watermelon, so it's really hard to grasp, and they just throw it in the ocean, in the water.
Somebody grabs it and runs with it and tries to get it from point A to point B.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the game.
B, that's the game, so.
Yeah.
And it can be quite fun to get that.
And it's really interesting. So next year, if you guys want to come to Bear Watch, that's one of the fun things that we do.
Bear Watch 13. Welcome to the Insane Asylum.
Yeah, and of course the foam pit the night after.
The foam pit.
Yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our selling point. One of our selling points of Bear Watch, really, the foam pit. And there was a time that this time we got our own now, so it's really
We're all on our own foam machine. So
yeah, we've been using foam pits for the past 3 years, and might as well get our own. So
yeah.
Yeah, I did something good. I helped in dismantling the foam pit. And
but you didn't clean up the condoms. I had to do that. That's why I took gloves, clean up all the used condoms. Thank God, some of the people used them. So
what's really nasty? Some people were peeing on the tarps.
Well, I'm sure there were.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah,
that's why the foam pit every
you have
year
to wash it down.
We hose it down.
Hose it down. All the other tarps. We have to put privacy tarps around the pool. Now, what's funny, when people would, I would watch people pee on the tarps and say, "Please don't pee there. I'm gonna take it down tomorrow." But nobody can stop them anyway. Yeah,
but everybody had a good time. I think everybody seemed to have a good time. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saturday night we had a virgin sacrifice.
Yeah. Who won? What team?
I think it was the House of Ass.
House of Ass.
We had everybody when they signed up this year for Bear Watch, they picked a fraternity. We had Ass, Dick, Cock, Pig.
Yeah, it's like Alpha Sigma Sigma, something like that.
Yeah, like Alpha Sigma Sigma.
Pi, Iota, Gamma. Sort of Pig.
Yeah, we got a little creative with it.
It's pretty good.
So it was fun.
Yeah. But so that's Bear Watch for us. You guys want to register for next year, just keep watching bearwatch.net. I already posted some pictures. So far, I posted the toga contest pictures on bearwatch.net. And very soon, hopefully tonight, after this podcast recording, I'll post the beach pictures. So that should be fun. Okay.
And if you go to if you go to Facebook and search Bear Watch, there's a lot of pictures on there from the beach already that somebody posted, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
So what about steak night? We had steaks.
Oh, yeah, steak night. All right, there's something. Okay, we had steaks after the well, I had to play softball during Sunday. And then we all met up with Patrick and Jerry. We just met up at we went to a steak night at Bio City Bar and Grill. It's in the Montrose area. And okay, when I order medium, I would like it to be medium, not medium rare. It's well, I guess they're still learning. Is it the first time to do this or something?
No, they've been doing for months.
Yeah. How do you like your steak?
Yeah. I like mine medium well.
Medium well. Was yours medium well, or is it medium rare?
No, it's medium well.
Really?
Just like I like it. You know, cook well enough, but still a little juicy.
You know, when you order steak, I usually get medium because you know it's going to be a little bit cooked than medium. But this time it's really the other way around. It's more like medium, but it was a little medium rare.
Although blood never hurt anything.
Yeah, it's kind of bloody. I'm not too fond of bloody meats. No.
You know, some people just like you to slap it on the grill, flip it over, and put it on the plate.
Just microwave it or something.
You could do that too. But it was very nice. It was interesting.
But it's good. It's a good steak. Very tasty.
Went there for dinner, and then, of course, I didn't get to make it to the Eagle Houston after party, Bear Watching the Bear and Grind party because.
Oh, you didn't go either?
I didn't. By that time, that Sunday night, it was all I could do to get up out of the chair, the other chair over there. So.
I was too tired also, so I said I have to go home because it's a whole weekend of.
Terry was whining he didn't want me to leave him here all by himself, so I decided to stay.
All right, so okay, let's move on. We've talked about Baywatch too much, right? So
Baywatch 12 is done.
All right, that's done. We're done.
Moving on to 13 now. So have you seen this whole video?
Okay.
That ABC did.
There's this video about. Good God, I'm playing all over this app. There. Okay, so... It's paper app. Okay, this is a video that's circling around Facebook right now. I got it yesterday or the other day. It's really touching. It's a video by ABC News. And it's an episode, actually, of What Would You Do? And it's about gay parents who are bashed in a restaurant. In a Texas restaurant. And you saw the video, right?
Yeah. Saw the video. It was quite interesting. They had a female couple with children.
Yeah, a lesbian couple.
The waitress was an actress.
They're all actors.
They're all actors and actresses, and she was kind of gay bashing them in the restaurant verbally by asking them questions that should not be asked by somebody that would be serving me. I don't think. And it was quite interesting to see how many people didn't do anything, and the reaction, and to see the reactions of the people that actually did do something.
Yeah.
And then when they flipped it around to a gay male couple, the different reactions there it was. So it seemed like the female was a little more positive, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And the male was a little less positive. It was more negative, on the negative side.
More on the negative, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two chicks always make it okay, but two guys are still not there yet. Yeah. But from the poll, because they've done this before, a couple years ago.
In New York. They did it in New York.
And the response was not as good as it was this time, which they almost... close to 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50 in this time. Yeah.
So maybe a little less than 50, but it was pretty close. So things are changing.
People are growing up. People are realizing it. People are very supportive of gay parents having children, and that's always good to know.
Seemed like in the video that it was more the younger generation that was showing support as per the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and when the waitress even. Asked the gay male couple to leave, and one of the customers said, "Yeah." He was kind of agreeing to kick them out, but it's really sad.
But then when they ask him later on in the video, they're like, "So why were you high fiving?" Oh, it was about the food.
It's about the food, but it's not really because of the food, you know.
Yeah,
obviously. But yeah, it's a video. I'll post the link on the website on bearpodcast.com so you guys could see. It's kind of teary eye moment. It's really, it's a good feeling thing. Yeah. It's a good feeling video. So,
the waitress is actually a lesbian.
Oh, is she?
If I what didn't I, no, she wasn't.
No, was she's
one
not.
Of the other
one of the actors.
One of the actress was one of the parents was actually gay. Mm-hmm. Is a lesbian.
Is a lesbian. Yeah.
And she broke down in tears because of one of the responses
from one of the
people that stood up for them.
They stood up for them. Actually left the restaurant and came back with a letter handwritten saying, you know, to my friends, to my dear friends, you know, some kind of a very loving letter that you're beautiful, that don't let anybody, you know, hurt your, yeah. So it's a long letter, and the actress was even crying.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a good, it's a good excerpt of, you know, it's a good video by ABC. After they do the acting and everything, and after seeing the reactions of all these customers who would do it, I forgot the guy's name. He just comes in storming with cameras, and then, okay, you're on ABC News, and you're...
Smile, you're on camera.
Smile, you're on camera. It's kind of scary if that happens to me, though, but yeah. I'll probably...
But you see, you never know where cameras are.
That's right. Oh, there's a camera there.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
And all right. Also today...
Mm-hmm. Okay, move on. Yeah.
Something that's been going on here in Houston, well, close to Houston, a transgender's widow's marriage to a Wharton firefighter was declared not valid as a marriage because it's Texas state law is a marriage is between a male and a female.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what happened was the firefighter that, let's see, what's the lady's name? I can't remember.
Nikki?
Yeah, Nikki.
Nikki Argus. Nikki.
Her husband died doing a fire response. And it was the family found out that she was transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
The whole deal was the family wants the money because she's not really, is not considered his wife, and was not really a female.
Yeah.
But during, while him and her were married, she went and had the snip operation.
Yes.
So he had to know that she wasn't a woman when they got married or whatever, however it worked. He knew about it, and then they had separated, and then he died, and she was supposed to receive $600,000 worth of benefits
yeah,
for being his wife and being his legal, supposedly his legal wife. And then the family protested this, and the ex-wife said it should be for the kids, his two children. They should get it. And not her, because one, she was legally not, she wasn't a woman. The marriage shouldn't be legal. And the county judge in Wharton actually today declared that the transgendered's widow's marriage to a fallen Wharton firefighter was not valid.
Mm-hmm.
So she is not eligible for his death benefits. This has been going on for almost a year now, I think. This is battle in the courts. Now, of course, there's going to be appeals, and it's going to take it to a higher, I think, to the Texas Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
which will be another 12 months of fighting fighting back and forth. So,
yeah.
But basically it come down to that Judge Randy Clapp said that because Nikki was born a man, Thomas was not married on the day he died, and any marriage, formal or informal, is void.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an opinion on this one, okay, and this is a really, I have a strong opinion on this one because I don't think this family involved the parents, or is it the parents who are trying to get the money?
No, it's the ex-wife.
It's the ex-wife, okay. Yeah. If they're estranged or something, it's a different story, but, you know, when it comes to families and you are in a relationship, I strongly suggest that you all involve your families. Don't make your partner be a stranger to your family. Because if that happens, things like this happen.
Or better yet, have a freaking will drawn up so there is no disagreement.
Well, yeah, that's true. But that's the problem. Even though there's a will, the families can still protest it.
But if he'd had a will and said, look, this goes to my wife, this goes to my kids, this probably would have never went to court.
Yeah, that's true.
But since it was all going to her instead of to the kids, that's when the ex-wife stepped in. And she actually, supposedly, I think when the story started, the ex-wife was the one that snitched out that Nikki used to be a man. Okay. And let it go and told some of the husband's friends, and that's why they split, because he was getting harassed about it, if I remember the story correctly. So it's kind of been ongoing here for a while now, but still, usually it has to be a big battle to get, once you've drawn up a will, unless it was like last minute or something.
Also, if ever you do a will, another suggestion, if you do a will, after probably a few months or probably a year you update it with pretty much the same information with a little change, meaning you are serious about this will. It's not like you did it at the last minute.
Yeah.
But if you update it, it takes money, it's true. But if you update it, it would be something that solidifies that, yes, this will is solid because this is just an update of the previous, the previous will that I made. And that pretty much has a big leverage when it comes to these kind of battles.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Sorry, guys, I am all tongue-tied tonight. I can hardly talk. I'm still exhausted from Bear Watch.
Yeah. So any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Let us know what you guys think of this story, and if you guys have wills and you have any kind of similar story, maybe, of families trying to, I would say families or ex-wives even, I guess. Trying to ruin your life. I don't know. Tell us a story. Email us. Okay, let's move on, Ray. How about something nicer? How about something
nice?
Something,
Well, we can talk about Green Lantern.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Green Lantern.
Because the movie trailer is getting longer and longer, and you're getting to see more, so it's getting close to that time. So I think it's going to be a great movie from the trailers that they've been showing at movie theaters and on TV.
Yeah, Green Lantern, it's one of my favorite DC characters, Green Lantern, even when they were on Super Friends or even in comic books and stuff like that. I was more in the Super Friends before when I was young. Comic books, not so much. I tried, but it got expensive to buy comic books.
Yes, comic books were very expensive.
So Green Lantern, it's gonna be coming up June 17th, and next month, I think. I'm looking forward to it, and we should watch it. What is it again? It's available in 3D and 2D.
Yeah, they advertise it, Green Lantern in 3D, also available on 2D.
I just hope they don't screw this up. You know, it's like some of the movies we've seen, they film it in 2D and then convert it to 3D.
Kind of like Thor.
It's like Thor. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed with Thor. And it's best that it's really filmed in 3D and released as 3D. That way.
So, but also this movie, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, came out. So it was the number one movie this weekend at $90 million.
I am not interested in the Pirates of Caribbean anymore. Probably the first and second, but the third really killed me. And if I watch this, I don't like it anymore.
I'll probably go sit a Sunday matinee.
Really?
Nothing else to do.
I barely went
for
through
four
the
bucks,
third.
You know, it'd be worth it. So
okay.
The number two movie was Bridesmaids. Thor still hanging there at number three. Fast Five was number four, and then of course my movie Priest was. Priest was number five. Yes.
You watched Priest, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it really good? I don't know if you talked about it.
It's all about
it. It's all about you.
Yeah.
You're a vampire killer all of a sudden.
I've always been a vampire killer.
Anyway.
If it sparkles, it's dead.
Okay. It's not the Twilight kind. Anyway, so you did mention about Bridesmaids. A couple of weeks ago, when I was in Maine, Mike and I watched Bridesmaids.
Y'all are so gay.
We are so gay.
So gay.
We watched Bridesmaids. It's similar to, it's about marriage. It's about somebody getting married, and it's about women, the bridesmaids, of course. It's like The Hangover, but it's for female. It's the female version of The Hangover, and it's okay. I mean, it's there are funny times. There are people from SNL who are there, and they're pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a Saturday Night Live movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Wait for it for DVD if you're really into flicks like that. So I don't know.
It'll be on Netflix.
Just watch on Netflix. Okay, let's move on, Ray.
Shannon Grady.
Okay, Shannon. Yeah, Shannon Grady.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. Yeah, I was talking to Shannon Grady. He's one of the artists of Bears on the Run, the touring bear group a couple of years ago. And he just wants to, you know, to mention about his video. It was a dance that was actually filmed by Dean DeBlois. Dean DeBlois is the director of How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
And for one weekend, he said, this is the story that I heard, that I know. He said, okay, Shannon, let's go out in the San Diego beach and film this. Let's do it now. Oh, okay. So they went to the San Diego, I don't know which beach, but I guess it was Venice Beach. I don't know where it is, but they filmed it, and there it is. Shannon just playing the guitar, and here comes Dean taking different angles of the video. So it's pretty good.
Buddy's been very annoying tonight. Go lay down.
It's Buddy.
Oh my God, he's trying to upstage us.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shannon Grady. Go to shannongradymusic.com so you can, I think that's the website. So, hope I get it right. And, check him out. And he's a friend of ours. I'll be seeing Shannon at the Comic-Con. He's going to be there in San Diego in July. So, also in Seattle. So, he lives in Seattle right now. So, I'll meet him there. So,
just so you know.
Yeah, you do. Why? So I'm going to Comic Con. All right. Okay. I guess we can move on
to listener comments.
Actually, okay. Here's a comment from our friend Tiny Bear. Tiny Bear. Okay. We better think about what we're going to say about this. Okay. So hey, sexy and wolfy bear podcasters. This is Tiny Bear from Unbearable.mobi. Huge fan, and I really enjoyed your Mother's Day special. Okay, I wanted to write to you in an email to see if you can, if you have any suggestions on getting the word out about the project I've been working on for almost 3 years, called Unbearable.mobi. So it's supposed to be a microblog. So he says here, Unbearable.mobi is a mobile microblog developed in conjunction with West Virginia Queer News and hosted by VF20 Designs, which focuses on arts, entertainment, and lifestyles as relevant to the gay bear subculture. So, yeah, he tried different avenues, but he says it's no luck. I mean, hopefully this podcast would help. Due to the fact that everything is going towards iPhone and Android, like Growler and Scruff, I even have been working on a BlackBerry app. I'm proud to say that any bear can now download the Unbearable app for your BlackBerry at unbearable.mobi/app. So, app. Okay. So, if you have any suggestions, he was asking if we have any suggestions on how to promote this. You know,
free food.
Free food.
It always works.
Hold a party.
Hold a party.
Yeah. Hold
food.
A party. And put posters.
Yeah.
Have
a barbecue, have everybody come in, but they have to download the app before they can get into the party and have free food. There you go.
Yeah, you can do that. And okay, I'm Tiny Bear, I'm a little biased because I have an iPhone. Wait, Ray here has an iPhone also. I also have an Android phone, and none of us have BlackBerry phones, but just being honest, we don't have BlackBerry phones, and I remember you mentioned to me before that you do have a BlackBerry, and I do notice that in our logs we do have BlackBerry users. So, and if you guys using BlackBerry to listen to the show, I hope you guys could try out the unbearable.mobi/app. So yeah, so check them out and put the links on the website. And like Ray said, hold a party that is sponsored by Unbearable. You can do that, or that's just one of them. What else can you do, right? Like join an AIDS walk under Unbearable, just to promote yourself,
or just get your bunch of cards printed up and start sending them out to bear.
Yes, Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Send business cards or flyers. Send it to Barron's.
That's right. And that's not too big. You can do something small and have it printed out.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places online to get the 4x6 post-it cards printed pretty cheap. So
that's right.
Just have some good graphics and some hot bears on there and to attract somebody's attention so they'll look at the card.
Always put hot bears in there, right?
So, yeah, it's always, you know, some hot bears. So.
That's right.
So okay. Good luck, Tiny Bear.
Good luck. And, okay, so is it time to move on, mm-hmm. I guess? So what else is going on? This coming weekend is going to be a big weekend for me. But before Memorial, what are you planning for Memorial?
I will be sitting right here.
Sitting right here?
In this chair.
Okay. Are you going to the Sunday night thing, the leather eagle thing?
I doubt it.
Oh, really? Why not?
Because I'm broke.
You're broke?
I'm broke.
But you just show up. Because the
way it still costs $5 to get in.
It does?
Yes. $5 might make you holla, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm broke.
You're broke for now.
Yeah, and of course, the way payday doesn't hit until after Memorial Day.
Ah, no, that's really sad.
So that kind of screws me up this weekend.
How about a pool party? That's free for most people.
You got a pool?
Well, not me. A couple of friends of mine are having a pool party. I can hook you up.
Oh, okay. You can hook me up. I can go do that. I can go sit in somebody's pool.
Oh yeah, just relax
and be all greased up from the keep from getting burnt.
Like I did Terry can grease you up again.
Likes doing that too much.
That's right. If you guys saw the video from the last video, yeah.
Have you, you posted that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. You're being basted.
Yeah. Wait till your mother sees that.
I don't think she's not gonna see it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, any shout outs?
Any shout outs? Oh, Dave, who's actually my neighbor, just found out that I met him at Bear Watch. Great guy, very good to talk to, and looking forward to hang out with you one of these days. And also, who else are David and Dutch, because they were listening also, and they said they're kind of pissed because we didn't have post a real show last week.
Well, you know, sometimes we need to take a break. There's just too much going on.
Yeah, we need to take a break sometimes. We've been doing this every day, every week. And then it just so happened that Bear Watch came in and we were so busy and something happened to me also and that I have to take care of something, so I didn't have time. And yeah, it sometimes happens, you know. We have to take a break. We're only human. We don't get paid doing this. Yeah. We get paid by you guys watching.
That's right.
Or listening. And some comments. That's good enough for us. Anybody else, Ray?
Shout out to all the committee members for Bear Watch, especially John and Kyle, who listened to the show, for helping out a lot. Everybody else that showed up and pitched in. It's a great event, so thank you all.
Yes. So. Also, from our listener from New Zealand. He's from New Zealand, right, TJ?
No, Australia.
Australia? Oh, I'm sorry. There's another guy from New Zealand. He's from Australia. Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry about that, TJ. Shout out TJ. I've been chatting with TJ. He's a nice guy. And
because he wants you to get spanked and shot.
Oh god, that video again.
He wants you to put the full electro video online. The full
nipple electrocution of Nard.
Squealing like a little girl.
Right. Okay. I have to do it. I have to post it someday. Okay. So. If I get the chance, if I get the time, we'll see. Maybe this week, next week. I don't know, because I have to go. I'm going to Bear Pride. I'm going to. This weekend, Memorial, I'll be going to Bear Pride and IML. It's actually a bear run in Chicago, and I'm looking forward to that. I was there 2009, and I met a lot of new friends. And this coming weekend, people who I met at Drench Fur last month, I'll be seeing them because they're from Chicago. I'll be seeing them here in Chicago. So shout out to Eric and Devin and Jay, his partner, and Jay, another Jay. We're both Jays. So I'm looking forward to see you guys in Chicago, and I get to check out IML again. So
yeah, and all the folks going to IML and participating in IML and running for titles in IML. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess that's it.
I just want to tell everybody to have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thank you to everyone who has served in the military. This weekend is a time to remember the ones that laid down their lives to defend this country. So God bless you all for all your service and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody take a minute this weekend to think about the freedoms we have now, somebody died to give us. So
that's right.
This might be a different show. Instead of an Asian and a bear, it might have been like a German and
German.
And a not and
German Nazi, and an Italian.
It might have been the Nazi bear party if we're here doing this.
So. Well, Italian bears and the German bears are hot though.
Yeah, or it could be a or instead of you, it could have been a Japanese guy and a Nazi guy.
Japanese and a Nazi guy sitting here right now in front of you guys. So. That's right, podcasting.
That's right.
Right. And I need to do a shout out to Terry. Hi, Terry. Thank you for putting up with Ray this weekend. And thanks to Wayne for taking the video last weekend. So it's great that Wayne is helping us on that one. Okay. All right. So I guess we're going to go. That's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call the voicemail line
at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, we'll play it on the show.
Yes.
And we really like it when you call, trust me.
Yeah. Like last one we had was Lewis, I think. So.
Yes.
We like to play voicemails here too, you know.
That's right.
And subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook.com/BearPodcast and Twitter.com/BearPodcast. Or go to the official website. You can comment there too at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.